Brilliance Audio presents The Money Plot, a history of currency's power to enchant, control, and manipulate. By Frederick Kaufman. Performed by Malcolm Hilgartner. For Patty Laxton. Money is a kind of poetry. Wallace Stevens. I had a dream I got everything I wanted. Billie Eilish. 1. Small Money. Behind the Curtain. This book traces the history of two activities we generally consider to be different, exchanging money and telling stories, to show how they are the same. Chapters follow parallels in the growth and development of each. Thus, we have the money plot, at the core of which resides the most compelling symbol ever created. This book does not ask whether we should love or hate or even need money. The question is, what drives our belief in this thing called money? The answer has to do with the nature of symbols and why humans thirst for them. When economist John Maynard Keynes declared in his 1924 Tract on Monetary Reform that money based upon gold was a barbarous relic, he was arguing that gold was simply one possible manifestation of a substance that required no specific shape. Gold was a symbol, and as such, could be replaced by a variety of other symbols. The form that money assumed was accidental. Money, not made of gold, was still money. The symbolic nature of money, that is, the fact that money can inhabit any number of material configurations and remain money, was itself not part of the Keynesian theory. But without Keynes's embrace of money as a symbol, there could have been no theory, much less Keynesian practices such as deficit spending, whereby a sovereign state may pay for anything it wants or needs with money it prints, money that symbolizes no more and no less than its own sovereign power. A dollar, for example, embodies nothing but the full faith and credit of the United States. Thus, is a dollar symbolic? When it comes to money, symbols are useful. That is why Keynes was not alone among economists. If they had ever met, Adam Smith and Karl Marx would have soon discovered that when it came to theories of prices, costs, wages, and profits, they disagreed. But along with Keynes, both would have readily consented to the fact that even as money possessed an extraordinarily practical capacity to influence a wide variety of very real, non-metaphorical things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?